From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabweans are hoping for a speedy and smooth resolution to their nation's sudden political crisis as opposition figures, civil society, and religious groups urge longtime President Robert Mugabe to step down in the wake of a military takeover. Reports Thursday said Mugabe was resisting in South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, dashed hopes of a quick final act, telling his parliament it's too early to take any firm decision now. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Mediators sit by the South African government met at Mugabe's home Thursday and at a state house. U.S. law enforcement officials have announced that they have arrested nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang the Trump administration has vowed to get off America's streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown codenamed Operation Raging Bull. Led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States and 53 members in El Salvador, the gang's home base, according to officials. Russia said Thursday it has warned 9 United States government-funded news operations they will probably be designated foreign agents under new legislation in retaliation to a U.S. demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as such in the United States. The Russian Justice Ministry said Thursday it notified the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and 7 separate regional outlets active in Russia that they could be affected. This is VOA News.